This country is running out of patience with Victoria. The Victorian people are running out of patience with this state's leadership. There are calls today, effectively, for the Commonwealth to step in, to reconvene the National Cabinet and take greater control over Victoria. And it is needed. The Prime Minister said as much to me in a very diplomatic way on Friday when I asked him about exerting more control or influence over Victoria. He said Victoria needed leadership direction. In fact, he said it was much needed. He said sending in the military would provide much needed leadership direction. Those are his words. Now, okay, he was saying it gently. He was being diplomatic, but what he was saying is we are floundering in Victoria for a lack of leadership. Now, under the Constitution, as you heard in the news, the federal government just can't walk in, and nor should they, but Daniel Andrews has to open the door. He has to welcome them in. He has to even admit privately he's blown it. Beg for help, beg for leadership. I'm sick of these daily lectures. I'm sick of the government looking to blame everybody but itself. First it was families, then it was business. Yesterday it was people being tested and not isolating. Now, all that may be true, but it's diverting attention from the broader problem. If Daniel Andrews is going to blame everybody else, he's got to take some responsibility and provide some ideas. The brutal reality is 7 of the 8 states and territories got this right. Victoria got it wrong. Very, very, very wrong. So today I've gone looking for hope. In the middle of our worst figures, and the lockdown is not yet working, masks are compulsory, I'm looking for hope. I might just have found a glimmer of hope. And you know, today, in this critical situation, when you and I really need to step up, there's not one member of the government, not one member of the health team available to tell you direct here what is happening and what you need to do. Now, I understand they're busy. I understand they're stressed. I haven't even been harassing Brett Sutton. But in this situation, it is crucial to take the people with you, to tell them the truth, to trust them, to convince them to do the right thing. Don't threaten them and push them and lecture them. Convince them. Anyway, I've got some ideas on that. I'll come back to it. But in my view at the moment, the government's failing in quite a disgraceful fashion.